The military medical training exercise, codenamed MEDFLAG 2006, aims to enhance Nigeria's capacity and competence to respond to disasters or emergencies. Analysts say Nigeria's response to recent disasters, including two plane crashes last year, has been very embarrassing. Lieutenant Colonel Leslie Brand of the U.S. Air Force told reporters the training program will cover every aspect of emergency or disaster management.
What's nice about the kind of training we're doing is it covers every kind of an emergency or a disaster that your country could have. And at the same time, it helps both military and civilians take away a lot of great lessons learned. You know, what kind of procedures should we have in place in the event of a crisis? How do we get first responders to actually go to a car accident or a aircraft accident site? Is there appropriate transportation to get responders to a site? How do we identify what the needs if you have a large population in crisis? How do we identify what their needs are, and how do we begin to bring in medical relief, emergency relief to meet those needs?
The $4 million project includes a medical outreach program under which more than 1,000 civilian patients will receive free dental and optical treatment and surgery. Non-governmental organizations and government agencies involved in disaster management and emergency relief tasks will join Nigerian military personnel during the two-week training. Colonel Bryan explained that Kaduna in northern Nigeria was chosen to host the program in a deliberate attempt to reach out to Muslims in Nigeria.
We're very interested and very committed to working with Muslim populations. As you know, Kaduna is in the north. It has a Muslim population. We're very committed to working with that population to improve access to health care, to provide some types of health care, especially optometry, which is very difficult to secure in this country. We also, from a military point of view, we're putting in a lot of water wells and working to provide access to water for the very first time with many communities up in the north.
Benin, Ghana, and Senegal will also benefit from the project. The overall goal is to provide West African military personnel with training and operational experience and build up the medical capability of the economic community of West African states, stand by military force. Gabriel Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.